go on, sing it again.
The moment's gone.
Oh, come on. Come on,
Ionic. Come on, Ionic. Come on, Ionic. Come on, Ionic.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wiki wiki.
Noob. So, you're listening to Hacker Voice Radio on the 15th of December 2005. And it's the last episode. Yes, we are. It's the last episode ever of Hacker Voice Radio. Yes, that's right.
Aww.
Nah, just kidding you.
We've been bought out by the Chinese.
Yeah. We've been outsourced to India.
Yes, yes.
You are listening to Hacker Voice.
They will be Hindu Voice Radio. Oh my goodness gracious, you are listening to Hindu Voice Radio. Up next we will have the newest and freshest news from Bollywood. Thank you, come again.
Would you like some rice with that?
Where's the opening music?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, you
want out, man.
Oh, you want some opening music?
I don't know where I am if there's no opening music.
Alright, just for you.
That's better.
Hey, you sound weak. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, you, yes, 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 and having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
Yeah, it kind of sets some pace, I guess.
Yeah, now I know the show's on.
Yeah.
Now I know not to say anything funny.
Yeah.
All the best shit's offline, I swear.
Best things in life are $25.99. Oh, where are my cigarettes? Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's like the last show of the episode 2, and we've had such a fantastic and such a thrilling season that, it's been awesome, the amount of progression we've had with the radio show, the amount of input we've had from our members and from our listeners, and not just to say, you know, the memorable interviews we had with, with Strom. We had an interview with our good friends. A good friend Iron Geek, as well as Felix, and you know, it's just been so amazing. And I believe that Scobie is on the line.
Hello.
Oh no.
Hello.
I'm gonna get my ass handed to me.
So who we all got?
Well, we've got myself, Sapphire, Planet Lave, Ionix, and you.
Ooh, full host, mate.
Indeed.
So how is everyone else?
Pretty well.
Yeah, good. I just made one very big mistake there. I forgot to plug my headphones in, so give me 2 seconds and I'll just put that in.
Okay.
While he's not listening, I don't think he's heard about the Scottish.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
Don't tell him.
Okay, don't tell him.
No ass kickings on the last show.
No.
I'm back.
Hi.
Hello.
What were you saying?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'll listen back to this show, Vassal.
No, don't listen to the last few shows.
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about me.
No,
it's
no, no.
Shit.
No, no, not you.
No.
Oh, we might as well tell him.
Yes.
Oh, I've been ragging on the Scottish space program.
Yeah.
Okay. Scotsman in space generally isn't a good idea. I mean, can you put it this way, right? Can you imagine me in space? Fuck.
Ah, I've run out of whiskey. Space haggis.
Oh, I got it. So what's tonight's show about?
Well, I guess it's the closing season show.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Did you not realise that this is like the last show of the season?
No.
Season 2. You've been a while. We've been in sleep for a long time, haven't you?
Yes. I don't even know what day it is. What day? Thursday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ooh. That explains why my money isn't in the bank then, so, yeah.
Oh man, it's been an awesome season. I don't know, I can't really describe it with words. Maybe with a progressive dance.
I've listened to the first few episodes of season 2, and, you know, that's awesome, and obviously the episode with Felix.
Yeah.
But I still need to download the later ones. I mean, you know, the time constraints are pretty,
yeah,
you know, annoying at the moment.
I guess. Takes a long time to brew Scotch whiskey.
Shh. The government doesn't like me enough to tell them what I'm doing with whiskey.
Well, you know, if you're doing it properly, you won't have to pay taxes on it for another 18 years.
Hmm. Oh well. They can't catch me. And to make sure I'm not getting catched, did you see the topic in the forums that I made about the new toolkit?
The new what, sorry?
Toolkit.
No.
Oh. Right, I'll give you a link here. Linky me, baby.
What, in the forums?
Yes.
Our forums?
Yes.
Which forum?
We have a forum?
The link I just sent you. Yes, Ionix, we have a forum.
Oh my god. When did that happen?
Fuck, no, no. Someone must have just put it up overnight. It's about that PDF she sent me.
Oh, right, yeah.
About the 1984 state, and I
yeah.
put up a few. I mean, that's to like, discuss it, and it's putting forward a few proposals on what can be done to combat their new evil Nazi plan. Fucking Europeans. And those while I was reading that, I'll just stick it out.
I'm just trying to find it.
I sent you a link to MSN.
No, I know, but MSN shit.
It's in general talk. It's
oh, right, pinned. Okay.
Yeah, it's pinned.
Cool.
It's very, 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 very fun.
The thing is, when I'm using Skype, it slows down my computer like fuck. So, takes double time to do everything.
Yeah. Skype sucks.
Yeah.
You tried the beta for version 2?
No.
Might as well be trying that, because they might have some new sexy stuff on it.
Oh, right, it's on the a proposal. I see.
Basically, it's me going off on one of my paranoid rants again, but there's some logic in it somewhere. I'll see for the makeover for the site.
Yeah.
I'll finally get some updated pictures of me
because
I've got a long edit.
Yeah, I mean, I did some work on like setting up blogging software, and I managed to get that up.
Yeah.
But we just need to kind of incorporate it into the website so it's not separate. But I mean, whatever you want to do, man, just go ahead and do it because it sounds pretty awesome.
Cool stuff. See the WordPress thing? You'll be able to integrate that with just two links of HTML. You know, piece of fish.
Nice. So, any news?
That's what I'm looking at.
I can't do fuck all now that I'm using Skype for my
head. Ooh. BT retail to increase line rental charges from January. I don't know why, because it's like I was telling you last night, I'm having problems with BT line, I can't dial out, and there's like tons of noise in it. It's not worth the fucking line rental I'm paying at the moment, it's shit. And so you see, the cost of renting phone line from BT retail has increased by 50p a month from January as part of the set of measures to increase competition in the UK's telco sector. Whoa, hang on a sec, right. BT need to increase their competition when they're the expensive bastards out there.
They've got so much competition already. What's the... They're just making less competition because they'll outfill... Nobody will go to BT anymore.
Yeah, but you know, like a wee old granny like 60 or something like that, she's not going to say, oh, I think I'll get advice with an IP. You know, the first thing they think about is BT is their only option, you know?
Yeah.
But, it's easy that Ofcom isn't too happy about it. But they say it's important because if telcos want to compete effectively with dominant telco BT, which has 18 billion users, then, you know, basically they're saying everybody else has to put up their line rental when BT does. So it's kind of shit.
So do we have like anything like, I mean, just like as a general kind of Hacker Voice announcement, we will be bringing out a televised Hacker Voice TV sometime in the next year. Filming will begin in January. Everything else, you know, don't know if anybody else wants to add anything, any kind of cool stuff that we plan or is in the progress of.
Well, from what I heard through the Skype lag, that sounds pretty fucking cool, by the way.
Yeah.
Hacker Voice TV. I could probably do a few segments for that.
Can anyone else hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. I don't have any other announcements.
Okay.
I'm cutting in and out a bit, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to have to close down everything else and just leave it as it is.
This planet's all life.
Yeah, I'm still here, mate. I'm cutting in and out like fuck, though, I'm afraid. So I'm getting it in little bits and bobs.
I'm going to have to outsource my processing to my other server via VNC.
Sorry about that.
Ah, this is ridiculous.
You need to get a new ISP.
No, the ISP is fine, it's just Skype, man.
Hopefully for Season 3 we'll probably find a new way of doing it.
Well, I mean, we are still trying to get Asterix going. I don't know.
Take
what,
it, it's not going too well.
What's the word on that? Ionix, have you heard from
Strong? I actually don't have a word, but I will go out there and say that it'll be set up. It'll be set up by the time Season 3 rolls around.
Fantastic. Any news on Mr. John Draper?
No, it hasn't gotten back to me.
Cool.
I don't know.
All right. Well, VNC was a bad idea.
What?
I said VNC was a bad idea.
Ah.
Yeah. Just like...
Is that reason it was going to shit?
Yeah.
Ah.
All right, well, I won't do anything.
Don't touch it, it might die.
Nobody touch anything.
Does anyone want to talk about that article I sent around to you guys? Because I can't look it up at the moment, but...
Hang on a minute, I'll just get it back up.
Okay.
Because at the moment I've got our manual at a goldfish.
Oh yeah, you're using Windows, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute!
I'm a Windows girl.
Check this out. From John Draper.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Hi, note my return address. This is a private one, not to be given out to anyone.
Except me.
Ha ha ha. Free account, and I want to keep it that way. Reply, interview, all things are possible. For the most part, my days are off are Thursday and Friday. Let me know about your radio show. Is it an internet radio show or on the air kind? Where are you located at? Tell me more about your show. In the meantime, check this out. http://crunchtv.net. This is one of the first, what I hope are many instructional video podcasts I intend to release through iTunes. We have not kicked this off yet, so our servers are not yet set up for high volume use. I have to see you. Respect this, but feel free to view it. And in return, we'd like you to write a review or testimonial of how instructional it is. I figure in about 2 weeks I should have a server on a record company's high-speed streaming network sometimes in a few weeks, and we'll also host a Netflix server. My server will also accept Blue Box Tone and Captain Crunch Whistle Dial-In. No, it won't allow you to make free calls, but you can call other people on the network using it. I'm thinking of establishing a membership of freaks and giving them a free PSTN access, but only short one-minute calls. The music was provided by Stevie B, who sponsored our first episode. Stevie is a recording artist who released his video. You should see it soon on MTV. I intend to have other sponsors, so if you think you know of any sponsors, please feel free to give them to me privately via email. I've got four so far and more to come. One is ComView, a Windows Sniffer program, which I intend to use for my sniffing episode, Meet the Sniffer. We expect 1 million people would have access to Crunch TV. John.
We'll probably sponsor them, I guess.
We have money.
Sponsor? We have money?
What?
Oh, that's so cool. It'd be cool to get him on the show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check that out. And, I'm gonna do a little review. I'll let him know more about the show. And maybe we can have him on for season 3.
Fantastic.
That would just be an absolute jaw-dropping bit.
Or maybe like a special episode.
In
the midterm, like if he's free during our kind of 2 week break till January, maybe we could get him, slot him in into a special episode and then release that on the season 2 DVD.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Or you could have the opening episode for season 3.
Maybe.
Either way, it'd be
pretty cool. What's the kickoff date for season 3, by the way?
We're looking
obviously, we've got to get Christmas out of the way, we've got to get New Year out of the way, otherwise we're just going to be pissed.
Yeah, no. we're looking at, January, that week before we go off, will be the first day, I think is the 2nd or the 3rd of January, I'm not sure, is when we kick off with season 3. So we've got a week's worth of episodes until about Friday, and then we're off to meet up with Ionix.
Are we going to be all right organizational wise to start the season in the UK for a week and then go to the States? I know you're going for 2 weeks, I'm only going for one.
Yeah.
And then carried on from there and then bring it back and stuff like that. I don't know how the logistics went. Are we going to be cool for that, do you reckon?
I don't see why not. All we need is an internet link and some ways to record the episode. I don't know. I mean, we might want to consider a contingency plan. But I guess, you know, that we'll have to think about it.
Yeah,
well, worst comes to worst, we can... I'll set up a stream client for the server so that we could upload MP3s of the shows that we did and then add them to the playlist and stream them at regular time.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So it should be okay.
Should be okay.
Excellent.
Sounds like it's all in order.
Yeah.
That.
You guys make things sound so easy.
It can be.
Yeah. We're just making it up. We haven't got a fucking clue what we're doing, to be honest. This is all just technical jargon, streams.
I have a whole
I'm not even sure what I just said.
We don't know what they are.
I have a whole team behind the scenes that like hold up the microphone to me and do all this stuff. And
he's reading a teleprompter.
Yeah. I'm actually sitting in a jacuzzi while being massaged by three South American shemales.
Men.
You wish.
With gold-plated teeth.
Nice. Bling, bling.
Gangster shemales. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's got to be a website. Let's check it out. www.gang... How do you spell gangsta? Gang...
G-A-N-G-S-T-A.
Faux shizzle.
Gmails.com. No one's registered that.
Register it.
There's a business opportunity there.
Register it and point it to www.hackervoice.co.uk.
I don't want to give people the wrong impression about what we're doing here.
We fund the show through porn sites. Oh, sick.
Well, don't tell me.
Don't
start this again.
Oh no, here we go.
No more free.
Another one of those episodes.
I won't post the link, but I clicked on a gangster shemale link and it came up Granny Gangbang.
Oh. You and your grannies. Yeah. For the love of God. What is your obsession?
I tell you, Google's conspiring against me. I'm never going to Google again. They hurt my fragile little eyes.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
You're going to rely on Yahoo?
Well, I can always go to the dark side and go to MSN like search.
Ouch. Well, you're close to there, man.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, fucking all this Microsoft 2003 servers and...
SQL servers.
I think Bill Gates is secretly paying you off, man.
Yeah, it's some of that like antitrust stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that's
that
like goons
to
fuck Windows.
Department.
All right, listen back to episode season one, like most of like nearly all the episodes, and then like suddenly, for some reason, you'll be like, I'm AFK till Friday, because that's when the check come clears.
He was kidnapped and replaced by an autonomous.
Yeah.
Microsoft loving robot. It's the Gates 3000.
Suddenly he does like, a report on how cool Vista is. When three episodes down the line, he's like, "Ah, oh, Vista sucks. It's just another bloated GUI." Blah 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 blah. And then suddenly, you know, the check clears on Friday.
That's because I had the opportunity to go really deep in it.
Ah,
yeah. See everything behind.
You went really deep into Bill Gates and you saw all of his behind. That's Ooh. What you're really saying.
You're sick. Well, let's just put it this way, Obama was jealous. Alright, I thought it would be funny.
You've completely... Have you turned away from Tux?
No. I still have my debit box.
Tux is gonna kick your ass, man. Tux is a jealous lover.
That's for work. I still use Linux.
We're mostly just busting your balls, man.
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah. Mostly. The reason
there
I'm
was
using
a small
Windows
part of me
all
that
all
died
time.
That day.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said there was a small part of me that died that day.
Yeah, I know. The only reason I'm using Windows a lot just now is because I'm doing development on it. Because I'm trying to make shitloads of money so I don't have to be a scruffy poor bastard as usual. And put it this way, chicks dig money.
Yeah.
So.
You gotta get the bling bling to get the ladies.
Well, girls don't say ladies, you know, that just puts bad memories out of my head of previous shows. Price.ru, for example.
I'm still waiting for my delivery.
I'll tell you something, right? See, the other day I was talking to Rani, and he was all like, should I really go through all those links? And I was like, yeah, and all the worst ones, well, the best ones for, you know, for sickness, I gave him all the links to. And he was like, fucking sick! He was like, the show was funny, but should I go through the links?
Oh, no, go ahead, I'm sorry. I just came up with an idea.
Yeah.
No, what were you going to say?
Go on.
Tell us.
Oh, I'm going to go back to season one and pull every quote of yours that defiles Microsoft and Windows Vista and all of that, and then I'm going to take the quotes of you defending it, and I'm going to make a sound file of you arguing with yourself.
Schizophrenic Scolby.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Windows sucks. Windows is actually quite good.
Vista's a bloated... I can't even do it in a Scottish
accent.
No,
man, it's really... It looks nice.
Vista's a bloated GUI. Actually, Vista's really cool.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm going to make it as long as possible and then just loop it for hours.
I guess I should put a special features page in the site then.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, do you dream in Windows now?
No, I still dream in Linux.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, but are you using a GUI or are you in the terminal?
No, I'm in the terminal.
This is still a bash cell, then.
It all still looks like the Matrix, so don't worry. You're bastards, you know that.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
And you wonder why Scoby's been gone so long.
Well, you know we love you.
Aww.
Yeah.
I've got proof that I'm still a Linux user.
What's that?
I'll send you it after the show.
Oh, okay. I'm scared.
Linux porn.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Talk snail in the butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. Is there no news?
Well, there is, but I just can't get to it because, you know.
There probably is.
There probably is, but Skype and stuff, and I think we can allow ourselves to be flaky with the news today, seeing as it is, you know, a special kind of last episode of the season.
It's the end of term.
A Japanese asteroid probe is stuck in space until 2010, maybe forever. A Japanese spacecraft, which failed on its landmark mission to collect asteroid samples, suffered a new setback on Wednesday when its return to Earth was delayed by 3 years. Well,
a manned probe. Well, guys, you got 2 months worth of food and oxygen, but you're going to be delayed for 3 years. So, how about
no? It's an unmanned.
No, unmanned. Oh, phew.
Basically, they lost control of it. It's going to take like another year just to get control of it again.
Noobs. Did they never play
by the beginning of 2007? Then they got to try and get it back here.
Oh man, did they never play like Star Fox Adventures?
No, apparently not.
We were talking about that last time, weren't we? Star Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the frog and Captain Fox. Is it Captain Fox?
Fox.
Yeah.
With the shit graphics.
Yeah. Oh man, those were awesome graphics for that time.
For that time.
Does anybody remember that
game?
Oh yeah,
one of the first like 3D.
3D flight simulator. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Bollocks. That wasn't the first 3D stuff.
Oh, come on. Well, all right. What is it then, Planet?
It's one of the
best.
Truly
3D or just a 2D moving screen?
Well, obviously, the first 3D space simulator was Elite.
Ah.
Ah, he's right there, man.
Ah, yes. Where does my name come from? released in 1983.
What was it?
Four.
The Planet Lathe.
Oh. Owned.
Oh, yeah. And you know it. And you love it. I mean, that was 3D. That was 3D on 8-bit machines, man. That was 3D when people didn't know there was a third dimension. That was proper programming. Things were better in my day. I remember when this was all fields. Thank you, good night.
Showing your age there.
Yeah, I know, but fuck it. I'm going grey and bald anyway, so I can't hide my age anymore. Anyway, yeah. Here's a question for you.
No.
Because this is... No, never again.
Before you even start.
Here's a question for you. Because this is going to be the last episode of 2005,
yeah,
obviously, what are everyone's impressions of 2005 from a technical computer geek kind of
okay.
standpoint?
Interesting.
What do you think? What's made its impressions on you?
Cool. Who goes first?
I'll tell you what, I'll go first.
All right, go.
because there's a reason why,
yeah.
why I ask. For me, 2005 was the year of the podcast. Because, yeah, it's been around for a while, but I think it's only in 2005 that it really became kind of an everyday kind of word. Not just a word that computer enthusiasts slash geeks like me use, but it's the kind of thing you hear from ordinary non-technical kind of people. Oh yeah, there's this podcast.
It was the year of the iPod.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's a lot of like mainstream radio stations now doing podcasts, whereas before it was kind of the independent media, the kind of guys like we are, who are just putting out podcasts out there. And it is a really overused word, by the way. And now Radio 1 have jumped on the bandwagon. Virgin Radio have jumped onto it. I think XFM have.
Capital FM.
You're listening to Capital FM, or whatever.
Yeah, I heard the advert today for it.
It's even gotten into the dictionary. And there's. I was reading the story earlier in the year where a priest, when the old Pope was dying, he went to Rome and he reported on it. Basically by doing an amateur podcast, which he sent back to his parish back in the UK, you know, about the feelings of fellow religious people who were there waiting for the Pope to die and stuff like that, and that's pretty mad. Even religion is jumping on this bandwagon. And just as a slight tangent, I have found out today that Penguin Books are... well, they have done a podcast of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which they're releasing for free at penguin.co.uk. Apparently, if you go there, you can download the audio version of this book for absolutely nothing, and that's pretty cool. Free stuff, always good.
Mm.
So that's why I bring it up. That is 2005 for me. What do you guys think?
2005. I think I'd call it the year of Linux, because 2005 saw more people converting to Linux than ever before. You know, I think there's something I'm probably wrong this, but 20 million Linux users. Linux probably knows better than me, but there's. I'm trying to think. It's been a pretty boring year actually. Well, the first half was anyway. But, get on Linux.
Yeah, I think it's been a really explosive year for technology as far as independent media goes. The whole kind of introducing people to the ability to carry media across, that's been maybe selectively in the technical kind of tech-savvy, geeky audience for a long time. As for hacking, it's been a very dynamic year. There's been a lot of conspiracies, there's been a lot of news releases. As far as commercial stuff goes, It's been huge with the, even in the past few months, such stuff as Sony, the release of the Xbox, the whole, you know, the whole new processors that have come out with hyper-threading. We've had the advent of voice over IP that has entered UK homes. It's really become a very kind of day-to-day thing where back in the day, you know, it's been very kind of corporate. They've tried to hit a majority of a corporate market now. You know, it's the user and consumer that is able to feel the privileges of a voice over IP provider. The boost and the general increase of internet speeds has doubled and tripled for most internet service providers. The availability
Holy shit. No, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at HackerPon.
Oh, okay. okay, back on track. The mass of free entertainment on the internet has really exploded with just a source like hackermedia.com, sorry, .org now, pureownage.com and different kind of websites like that, which have an enormous following. You know, we've seen the unplugging of Stank Dog, we've seen the introduction of Hacker Voice, we've seen 81 episodes of Hacker Voice Radio. So yeah, that's about it, my friend.
Plugging us on our own show, you know, kind of beating a dead horse. Oh God, 2005. Well, I think it's been a good year for tech. There's some worrying trends as well as some good ones. The technology itself, as far as physical hardware and software goes, has been taking leaps and bounds. I'm really enjoying the way that open source is sort of blooming into its own, with companies picking up OpenOffice as a alternative to Microsoft Office, and with the advent of Firefox really taking a dominating market share. I mean, not like surpassing Internet Explorer per se, but really taking a big chunk of the market share as far as the browser that you're using. Those sort of things are looking really good. One of the things that's kind of disturbing is the number of jobs that the tech industry has lost over this past year, and more so the ones that have been shipped to India. And places where there are less expensive labor. That's a worrying trend, although if we can't keep up, then it's going to be just simply the way it works. Another thing I really have been enjoying, the way that mainstream manufacturers have been manufacturing products which are based on, or the user interface for it is the Linux user interface. I think that that's a big step towards seeing more mainstream Linux, and, you know, the more mainstream Linux becomes, the more developers are going to develop for it, and the better it'll become. I think really the biggest thing about 2005 for me is it seems like the open source business model, or development model, if you will, has really been proving itself with far more successes than setbacks.
What about you, Sepa?
I'm not really up on the tech sort of thing, so I haven't got much to say. So.
Has 2005 been a good year for girly things? I don't know.
You tell us, go on.
You're our expert in the field, we need to know.
How's the advances in fuzzy cuffs coming?
The technological advancements in fuzzy cuffs have been enormous.
Yeah.
They're now twice as strong, twice as light, and they can be clasped twice as tight.
We've consolidated the two fuzzy cuffs into one unique fuzzy cuff. We have lowered our ROI and doubled our profit margin.
I don't even got to mention what you mean by profit margin. You dirty bastard.
Yeah, it's just, what do we expect from 2006, I guess, is the thing to really be talking about, you know?
Android sex bots.
Oh,
I want one.
Oh, I've actually got a picture to put up on the site of an Android woman.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes.
Yes.
I mean, the main thing is, like, are we going to be seeing a lack of, you know, the decline of privacy as it has been going downhill?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's, yeah, it's safe to say that it probably will be. We're going to get shat on even more in 2006.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a continuing trend. I mean, they're not doing this for, you know, just the short kind of measures. They're doing this as part of a major master long-term plan. The ID cards, if they get them in, I flipping hope to God they don't. It's just the tip of the iceberg. If they get that in, they'll want something more. You know, they'll have another battle to fight.
I mean, it's just like the saying goes, you know, what do memory power want? More power. You know? Yeah. More control.
No, the next step from ID cards will be implanting people with chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, Edinburgh chips.
Virtual sex chips.
I think if it's not stopped, it sounds like science fiction, but if we all just sit around like cows and go, yeah, the government, they can't be questioned, you know, they've got our best interests at heart, and they know what's best. Yes, please, tell us what to do. Then ID cards is step one, and eventually, like I say, it sounds like science fiction, but we will all be chipped at birth. Call me paranoid, that's fine. Many have before you, and many will in the days to come. However,
you're probably the least paranoid.
20 years from now.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that there aren't people out there to get you.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, did I spit in
Fox
your eye?
Fox Mulder taught me everything I need to know.
What the hell's going on behind your mic, boy?
Oh, nothing.
Sorry, did I just spit in your eye? Is that why you're so quiet?
Who is that flyer?
Both these.
No, it's fine.
See?
No, I was talking and then...
Celebrating the end of the season?
No, I was talking
Well, it's
then...
amazing that you can do those two things at once, but...
Yeah, that reminds me. I think you two were about having sex last night, weren't you? On air.
No. See, that's why I
talked. There's a lot of giggling going on. And
you remember I used to have a live video feed during the show.
Yeah.
You see how I've stopped that?
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah. Also, because I tend to do the shows naked.
Yeah.
My eyes!
So you see, when we're like together, me, Planet, and Ionix.
Oh, I am so glad I'm not going now.
Fuck it, I'm not going.
Three naked hackers sitting on a mic.
Ah, come on, that's what you were saying in the hotel room.
No, it wasn't. I was saying, take it, bitch, take it. Who's your daddy?
You're getting owned.
Oh, he's just saying that, you know, to cover up the wounds.
Back door entry.
So you rooted his box?
Yeah. Let's just say it was a mutual ownage.
Oh, dude. I'm desperately trying to save what little reputation I have on this radio station.
Have you used SSH? Yeah, so
if you're going to light a cigarette, you might as well use a blowtorch. There you go.
Thank you.
Wise words.
And while you're doing that, watch your eyebrows.
My profile should just be... Girl giggles in the background. Girl that giggles in the background.
Yeah, Blau gave me a picture last night that I can put in your profile.
What? Oh dear, what was it? Do tell.
No, I don't.
Yes, do. Not the picture that you send to everyone of...
No, no, not that.
Oh, that one. Which one?
I'll show you later.
Loss?
Worse. How worse? You can't even describe it.
Was it called spreadeagle.jpg?
Hey! Excuse me.
I'm only joking, I'm making stuff up.
It was called... Where is it? See fails. Tasty.
And yeah. Then there was silence.
And then my ass was being kicked.
Oh my god. I just found out what the picture was. Seriously, you shouldn't have done that. My face is...
Is that really you?
Yes.
I thought you was getting on. Fuck. Blow, you lucky bastard.
Okay, you're not putting that on my profile. Please don't.
No, I was only kidding.
Good.
Last thing you need is like 1,000 hackers, you know? Your profile.
Sending you their profiles.
You can actually get them for men, though, as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. You can get a posing pouch.
A posing pouch.
Yeah, they're called posing pouches.
Just don't pull one with your teeth and then bite it so it pings back. No. You know?
Bite in too deep. And
that would bust a nut.
They're a bad to eat off, though. They're really hard to eat off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is?
No, don't worry. So, Ionix, yeah.
Raising the tone a bit now.
He's quiet, so what's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. Ooh. I just saw that picture.
Oh, God, now it's gonna go everywhere.
Very nice. That was Frohickey? Thank you, Frohickey. You're a gem.
Computer says no.
Computer says no.
Computer says yes.
Oh, man. Horrible thoughts.
About?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say it.
Yeah, I just found out some stuff about my family tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, what do you recall? That guy, hold on. I bookmarked it. Right, see my entire family. We've had, like, every generation for, since, like, 200 years ago, something like that, has always been in the military. And, I'm the one who hasn't, but... I just got in contact with my uncle who my mum hasn't spoken, well, my mum's brother who she hasn't spoken to for about 14 years because he's been in the Navy. And he told me about the family, people in the family's been in the military. It turns out one of my great uncles was one of the most famous World War II commandos in the British Army. Okay. I'm trying to find his name.
What does that Planet Online use? That guy spamming the forums as he quits. Sorry, the IRC as he quits.
Yes.
Ah, fuck him.
Where is he from? What language is that?
He's Greek.
Ah. That explains it.
You just can't get the noobs these days. I'm kidding.
Aye, right. Who's held of Field Marshal Montgomery?
No.
planet.
Sorry, what's that, mate?
Have you ever heard of Field Marshal Montgomery, one of the World War II commanders?
He's not that old, for fuck's sake.
No, but you might know his history.
Oh.
I'm not actually that up on World War II commandos.
What is that? His handle in...
All right, hang on a second. I'll give you a link. If I can find it.
I'm getting a bit of a breakup at this end, by the way. So that's why I'm not saying much.
I'm so tired.
Same.
Shit, man, you know.
It's a long...
I really need it to be Friday today, so... You know, this like break is going to come in so useful because we can get started working on the IRC network and try and see if we can play about with that. I really want to get a few more nodes on it. You know, we got. I'm going to start. Well, I don't know who else will join me, but I'm going to be starting to write some kind of scripts or some general kind of stuff that we'll be trying to get filmed for our Hacker Voice TV series. There's loads of stuff going on.
Cool.
Yeah, not to forget to mention that tomorrow is the 2600 mid-month meeting, and you can join us all at the Freemasons Arms in
Covent Garden.
Thank you. From about 6 o'clock onwards, I guess.
I have my uses.
Yeah, well, more.
I put a link in IRC.
Okay.
Turns out he's my great uncle. And my mum didn't even know about it. She just found it as well, so it's pretty cool.
No picture.
Oh, good, Google Images, those tons.
Does he look like you?
Field Marshal Montgomery? No, he looks like my granddad.
Ah, right.
He looks a bit like one of my uncles.
Oh, yeah, because I know them as well, yeah.
Oh. he's even got a statue in Portsmouth.
Ouch. That's cool.
Yeah, this looks like there's an action figure of him or something.
Yep.
Google image search for Field Marshal Montgomery, and there's like a bust of his head and that.
Isn't that like really cruel? You could buy your great granddad's action figure.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Great uncle.
No, that's really cool. Yeah. It's like being immortal, you know. It's like being in Star Wars or some shit.
I want a Belial action figure. Mm-hmm. It comes with
fuzzy cuff,
fuzzy
ice bucket.
And then you get a sapphire dog with
a microphone and a pair of headphones. And if you go to sleep at night, he tends to shave your head.
And bum you.
Crawl up your bummy.
I'm so not getting one of those.
Well, I feel safer with a bummy.
I feel safer with a planet leaf dog. Or with a...
No, actually, talking about this, why not just have like Hacker Voice dolls, action figures, planet leaf doll, Belial doll, an Onyx doll, a Scobie doll. Sapphire doll.
Who the hell would buy them?
Just me. Just us. I mean.
We can't even sell our DVDs.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of marketing?
That's a good question. Well, obviously no one.
Yeah. Nobody wants to take the blame, that's why.
You're kind of preaching
well, there
to
really
the
hasn't
converted
been much
a little
marketing.
Bit.
No. We haven't really actually marketed it much, apart from, like, me talking about it on a few episodes.
Yeah, but who listens to the episodes?
Not a lot of people, I guess.
Same people that download them, so I've got a DVD.
Yeah.
Fine, we just won't make any more DVDs.
Hooray! Less work for Planet.
Yeah.
Have we even made any yet?
Any sales?
No, any DVDs.
Yeah, we made, like, how many did you make? 40, 50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made about 20.
Okay. Well, I don't know these things. I'm thousands of miles away.
I thought I told you that we had, like, a whole batch full and I was selling them and stuff.
Oh, that's right. I'm just not thinking.
No.
You were, like, saying you were selling them. You would have had to have made them in order to sell them.
Yeah.
I'm just a dumbass.
We did an initial run of about 20.
I mean, we had that idea where we'd sell it and it would just be a box with a little note inside with a link to where to download them.
Site.
Yeah.
And a box and a blank DVD.
Yeah. And on there is a hyperlink to the download page.
But we thought we might get our asses kicked, so we kind of moved away from that idea.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though. Have you actually sold any Belial?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
How much?
Two. What's that beeping sound?
I don't know.
Is it coming from here?
No, it's here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'll turn it off.
That's right. What is that?
It's the ghost of the hourly beep.
No, that sounds like a Matrix printer. Is that a Matrix printer?
No, a Matrix printer sounds something like this.
That sounds like a rifle.
Oh.
Go on, play us some Matrix printer. Yeah, that's it.
Old school printing. Boom, 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 boom.
There you go.
We better copyright that before Fatboy Slim gets the idea and releases it.
It does a remix.
Old school printing, hardcore!
There you go.
Shut up!
Shut up! Shut up!
Oh, what I would love to have panel. A video with that.
Yeah.
Beating the hell out of a Matrix printer. Shut up!
I'll tell you what. Let's see if it actually prints. That'd be a challenge, wouldn't it? Are there any tests there? Close one, keep it. Bye-bye. This will be a retreat. Alright,
just listening to him is so.
Scobie should have a show. And
yeah, just like Scobie show. Episode 1, trying to get a Matrix printer to work.
And then trying to get it not to.
Right, the latest print, Belial is a cunt. Belial is a cunt. I take a digital image of it on 16.
Here's one for you. Guess this sound.
Let's go, friend.
Again?
Yeah, go on. I didn't even hear anything.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, bitch. See, it knows that you're trying to print something.
Yeah, well, it says Belial is the container. So I'll get a wee digital image of that and then send it to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, we should do like guess this sound. Baguette doesn't have any batteries.
It sounds like somebody typing.
Yep, that
was me. What the hell is that?
That's the sound of a bullet being chambered.
Oh, right.
Uh-oh.
I was about to say, it sounded like you cocking a gun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's my rifle?
Let's see.
Where's my rifle?
Oh, this one.
Ow.
Yeah.
Alright. Guess this sound.
Microphone dropping.
No.
Taking the back off your phone and then put it back on again.
Sounds like an airsoft rifle firing.
That's right. Guess this sound.
The sound of the microphone rubbing it against your ass.
No, the sound of the microphone rubbing against my balls.
Oh, I'm like 3 inches off.
That's what I said.
I feel dirty.
Alright, guess this sound.
Sapphire tip wanking microphone.
Yes.
I'd know that sound anywhere.
Brings me back to my days in Nam.
Working with the FBI tonight.
They are trying to track down the man who they say robbed the Trustco Bank on Saturday. Fox 43's Regina Waldrop reports now live from State Street in Schenectady. Authorities there say the suspect is not afraid to use violence to get what he wants. Right, Regina?
That's right.
What the hell was that?
What? Oh, that's my hand scanner.
I think there's some kind of interference from the FBI.
It was, they were doing a Fox News, does audio.
Oh! Stop! Ow! On behalf of all listeners, stop it!
Okay, then.
Jesus! Fucking Christ! What the... You know, people might actually listen to this. That's just awful. I feel like my ears have been raped.
That's a special little thing there, if anyone wants to decode it.
Oh,
that's gonna happen.
This is AM6.
Yeah.
See, somebody likes it. It says,
Who liked it?
Look at the IRC. Come on, there's plenty of people that liked it. Alright, maybe one.
Dial-up? People love the sound of dial-up?
Well...
Yes. I like it. Don't like being on it.
Alright, I apologize for everybody's ears.
No, it's alright.
Please send all hate mail to radio at hackervoice.co.uk.
Any mail at all.
Yeah.
Hang on, that's not our hate mail address. Our hate mail address is BillGates@Microsoft.com.
That forwards on to Planet Lave at HackerVoice.com.
That's Scobie.
We're the same guy.
How did you find out?
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, the original Scobie was abducted a little while ago. And replace.
Yes, in Ionix's basement.
Damn it. You guys know me too well.
Stone is like Batman. He's a symbol. He cannot be destroyed.
Ionix has discovered it.
I've been watching Batman Begins too much.
Just
maybe
a tad.
You have. Maybe you have. Although, define too much.
27 times a day?
All right,
nah.
Yeah.
That's not actually possible, but...
Sure it is. If you're watching on multiple monitors...
Oh, just, sorry, just to let everybody know that somebody has actually purchased right now, live on air, a copy of hackervoice.co.uk.
Crazy? Selfish promotion.
Yeah, they
on
have,
our own show does work.
They have purchased Hacker Voice. somebody,
so wow. Now we can retire.
Somebody has actually purchased a Season 1 DVD live on air. I just got a confirmation email from PayPal to... Yeah.
Edit.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, sir, thank you for supporting the show. We salute you.
It feels so good to be a tight little person here.
What the?
No, that wasn't us, okay?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Why? What sort of DVDs are you selling?
The ones that people want to buy, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it Pony 24 for the tenor?
Please remain silent while we buffer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to use that in the opening intro.
Yeah. Buffering.
Have you ever heard the Scottish station identifier?
Yes.
It's awesome.
You have?
Yes.
Thanks, baby.
You sound nothing like me.
Well, I know. I wasn't trying to sound like you.
It was funny, though.
Go ahead, send me an audio file of you saying, welcome to Hacker Voice Radio, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. And I'll do a remix.
Right, I'll send you today, okay?
Okay. What the hell does A1 mean? Fucking son of a bitch.
Is your John Ingers? What's that?
You. Yeah. Doobie doo.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
I think I went the entire season 2 of Hacker Voice Radio without dropping my dog.
Wow.
Josh, you're so awesome.
That's gotta be some kind of record.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, son of. I was so fucking close.
Yeah, just let. No one knows your name is fucking Josh. Oh!
James, oh.
Mr.
Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, welcome back.
We've missed you, Mr. Anderson. I've been waiting for you for a very long time, Mr. Anderson. I can't stop speaking like this because my program is faulty.
Oh, you're running on Windows. Sky.
You know what I do have to say about that? It's like, the Lord of the Rings. Like, the entire time I was just waiting for him to say Mr. Anderson.
Yeah,
it shall be the fellowship.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the ring.
I know.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson, we're.
No, it was.
I have followed you to a different dimension. It might be Middle Earth, but still, I am the owner.
What's the ring called again?
The ring?
Of Zephyroth or something, I don't know.
So it'd be like, Mr. Frodo, I believe you. You have the ring.
You must go to Mordor, Mr. Frodo.
Where you will
Mr.
meet
Frodo,
pixies.
Welcome back.
Nothing is what it seems, Mr. Frodo.
Why, Mr. Anderson, why?
Because you're a little...
Elf.
Elf boy.
He was a hobbit.
A hobbit.
More. Need more. I love
they should have had more slow-motion kung fu film, kung fu fight scenes in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Would have pepped it up a bit, I think.
Bullet time.
You mean arrow time?
Awesome. Arrow time was actually first used in the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Where they had to slow the arrow down with a vat of jelly.
Nah, it was an arrow on a string.
Yeah. Being we'll pulled take, slowly baby, we'll on a winch.
Have you taken your drugs today?
No.
That's bad. You must take your drugs. Commander Bill orders you to take your drugs.
Commander Bill. We are the Microsoft. You will be assimilated. Your hardware will become obsolete.
Resistance is futile. Yo, fuck now!
Okay. How long are we now?
An hour.
1 hour and 11 minutes.
And so, the end is near.
Who wants a wanking competition?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Last one to come has to upload the episodes. Oh, you bastard. Ionics.
I'm not saying a word.
I'll just upload the fucking episode, you bastard. Last thing I want to do is touch my cock while listening to you, Jake.
Come on, that's what you normally do. We
but it feels so natural, Ionix.
Oh, God. Have we stooped to a new low?
Oh, no. Yes, we have. I mean, a new low for the station that talks about Russian brides and real dolls. And
it's getting more and more difficult.
I keep digging, but there's nothing lower.
Oh, I'm sure I could find something. And we'll save that for season 3.
Yeah, you and your granny sex websites.
Ugh.
That's the point. Do they make, like, weird granny versions of the real dolls?
Granny sex dolls?
No, you have to pay extra for the skin.
What about for the bestiality?
Just leaving the sun for 20 minutes.
Do they do dog versions of real dolls and
actually,
sheep?
Actually, no, they don't do anything that's illegal. Like, they can make a doll look young, but they can't make a doll that is under the age of consent, sort of thing.
Well, what if you're in a country that doesn't have an age of consent?
I don't know.
Go on yourself.
Go on, Ionix.
Level up.
All we know is moves to Texas and marries his cousins. And his horse.
Hey, now, that's a damn fine horse.
You know, when you go to Texas, the way to check if the farmer's fucking his animals is to turn over the bucket, and if you see two footprints, then you know what he's doing. Oh. It's
You're
true.
Sick.
Not that I know, obviously.
Oh, of course. I know how we can stop turning the law.
Oh, go on, tell me.
I'll show you. You ready?
Well, I can't even see it anyway, but yeah, go on.
No, you have to look at this, right?
Alright, I'll see if I can.
IRC. Just click, don't look. Don't look at the whole title.
Okay, it's got two fantastic words. Goatsy and tubwell.jpg.
Just click.
Yeah, there's no way I'm clicking on that.
I mean,
click it, please. Right. It's hilarious.
Is it like a GIF file of? No, obviously it's a JPEG, so it can't be anything animated.
Just click. It's hilarious.
All right. I can't. Oh, wait. I can. One second.
My computer has just drawn a line.
It's triggered by two keywords, Tub Girl and Goatsy. The background automatically changes to a girl shitting on herself. Alright, well, it's just Tub Girl, man. This picture was provided by Web Double of the purposes of providing the kid. But that's bollocks, man. I've seen... I mean, come on, dude. You can do better than that. I mean, come on. When you've stayed online for a considerable amount of time, you become.
I'm building you up. Don't you worry.
Come on.
Here.
That's nothing.
That's a better one.
Show me pictures of
Brohick is saying Scobie, you're a sick bastard.
Show me fucking pictures of
Brohick is right.
Being decapitated while being anally raped by a wild boar.
Look at that other one.
Oh! No, I've seen it. That's nothing, man.
That's horrible.
Right?
That guy should really trim his moustache.
I don't know. Let's see if I can beat it.
That's horrible.
Oh, trust me, those walls.
Anyway.
Yes.
Wild boar sodomy decapitations.com.
Oh, what is that?
How did you know? My favourite website.
Rob from loading page. Bastard.
Ionix, you're great.
I've got a funny one, isn't it? Sick? It's funny.
Oh, see, it's funny and it doesn't make you want to gouge your eyes out.
Yeah. You know what, man? I think the best thing about, I don't know, the most... We've got so many sources of making soundboards. Just like endless clips of quotes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Wait for the Hacker Voice soundboard. It's going to be 2 gigs big.
It's going to be the kind of thing where, like, you can just type in anything wacky and it'll be, like, a complete sentence of us saying it.
Yeah.
No, sorry, Scobie. I'm not clicking on anything with the word shit, tub, goatsy, or any of that on it.
Fuck. All the good links are fucking... Oh! That is sick.
Okay. I want to see that one.
I'd like to sleep this evening.
Yeah.
As a general rule, I think it's wise not to click on any of Scobie's links to an IRC.
Yeah.
It's going to be granny sex. It's going to be all kinds of weird things.
You didn't know it.
Just click the links.
Alright. Just waiting for my computer to decide to click on something.
No, it's not going to. There's no fucking way. I don't even want to see that.
Yeah. Ionis, it's click the link.
No.
Click the link.
I think he's just waiting for my reaction to it.
I heard Scobie's reaction to it. If that's his reaction to it, then I'm freaking not going anywhere near it.
Click the link.
What just are you trying to do?
Do it!
Make me vomit? Right here?
Ah, go on, dear.
I'm gonna Google it first.
Do it.
Go on.
Come on.
Below are the rest of the pictures from the gallery we put here for easier browsing, so you don't have to go back. If you like them, simply follow the shit eater. Yeah. Thank you, Google, for protecting me. Now I know precisely what it is.
Oh,
I don't really want to watch that.
Well, I like the way it's all scabbed up.
This is horrible. I'm
gonna
be sick.
Oh, I love this, believe me.
Horrible.
There it is, boss.
I wonder what kind of shit that was. But the guy obviously had a good breakfast.
Dude, what the hell did you eat?
Alright, let's see what the...
I've got a really sick one. Yeah, nice.
I've seen... Well, it's on the forums anyway, that picture. I can see a optical TX-RX cable there wrapped up around this, which looks like Ethernet Category 5.
Dude, there's a woman underneath.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I completely missed that bit.
Frohickey, he is a trusted source of good links in IRC.
Yeah, we trust him.
I love it.
Yeah. By the way, did you notice the woman underneath the Cat 5 and the RXTX?
Oh my god, that is a woman.
Let's stand. It is? Yeah. It's been a while.
No, that's like one of those hidden eye pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta stare at it long
You have to, like, really, really stare till you notice that a fuzzy kind of outline of the woman. I'm living too much in the Matrix world.
Why not? Let's put on this one.
Yeah. Life sucks, so why not make your own, you know?
Exactly.
In Fortran. Punch cards,
oh,
baby,
Fortran.
Yeah.
This will redeem me.
Sorry, Sco, but we just don't trust your links anymore.
What, men?
How are you going to trust a link from menstruation lover?
I don't even want to know what that is.
Did you open it?
No, don't.
Oh, nice. No, I don't know. Alright, wait.
Can you pipe the audio from that Uber geek onto the stream?
I can, yeah. Why?
Do it.
All right, I will.
I think
we should end the show. Is that the one that we were talking about last night where I said we should make a rap of it?
No. This is something different.
Oh, is it about I'm using Linux, blah, blah, blah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, cool, yeah. I think we should end the show with that.
Okay.
Ooh, cool. But we might have to get Scoby to close the link on to close the Skype link, because that will fuck things up a little bit.
Okie dokie.
If he doesn't
mind.
See
you later.
Yeah, well, not now. I mean, when it comes out. Yeah, if I find then, fuck off. I still haven't got around to menstruationlover.com.
I'll just click that. It's funny.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Oh, is this gonna be another one where we're gonna have to post the IRC log?
Yeah.
For the benefit of our listeners, I just typed into IRC http://www.greatbigcocks.com/scoby.jpg, and it's not a real site before you go typing it in, as far as I know anyway. It might be a site, I've not checked it out, so and Scoby's come back with his response. seemoremanass.com/planetlave. The really scary thing is that that's a genuine site that I modelled for.
Like, I actually did a little work for them a little while.
You worked for me?
I assure you I'm joking.
Yeah, considering I'm the guy that owns that domain.
Oh,
oh no. That's horrible.
You clicked on the...
menstruationless, yeah.
Yeah. The tampon.
Nice. It's all cotton, man, you know.
I know that makes our fire scream.
Yeah.
That's the reason I don't know.
Anyway, let's wrap things
There's
up.
There's actually a video of a really fat woman doing that on strangeland.com, so you need to check that.
Beautiful.
It actually literally made me sick, so that's how bad it is. It's so graphic, you can almost smell it.
Okay. Alright, well, before we go into that, let's close the show off, I guess. Just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Yep.
And
Merry Christmas.
For all you capitalists out there, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hope to join you again in the new year. But in the meantime, we'll be busy doing some leaked stuff and maybe a few special episodes if time prevails, as well as, you know, concentrating on the projects that we set out to do. Yeah, that's about it. Well, thank you for sticking by us, and thank you for buying our DVDs and the merchandise and the special favors that I've been giving out to... Oh, no, wait.
Me.
Anyway, I'll let you guys say whatever you want to say.
I just want to wish everyone a happy Christmas, happy new year, take care, thanks for tuning in. We hope you will do so in the new year when we hit you with Hacker Voice Radio Season 3. And that should be a whole new kettle of fish, possibly.
Oh, you think Season 2 was good, just wait till Season 3. If you think Season 2 sucks, Season 3 will be better.
Yeah.
If you hate Hacker Voice Radio, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because we just don't
If you hate us, then why the fuck are you still listening?
Yeah, like 81 episodes on, oh, I hate these fuckers, but I'll just listen to another one.
Hey, at least we have fun.
I think the only reason they listen to this this season is to maybe possibly catch Scobie on it. And they just put up with, you know, me.
Well, I'm coming back in Season 3.
Oh, exclusive.
Is that a threat or a promise?
I'll be bringing...
Hacker Voice Radio, Season 3, The Search for Scobie.
Return of the Scope.
The Scobinator.
Okay.
I'll be back.
The Scobie strikes back.
Yeah. Scobie version 2. Huh? What?
Huh?
I don't know.
Computer says no.
Yeah. Right, let's close things up.
Any last words, anyone?
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm on more shows as well.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Any last words? You make it sound as if I'm about to be shot. Fuck.
No.
I am aiming the laser.
That was never my plan. Ionics, go, go, go!
Where's the shot? That's freaking laser beam.
Talon, this is Eagle One. Talon, this is Eagle One. You are clear to take the shot.
I know you guys hate me, but I mean, come on.
Where's the sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads? Throw me a freaking boom here.
Fish the laser!
Sapphire is, what's her name? Fro.
Fro! Get the clown!
Alright, Baldy. I'm gone.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to have to say goodbye to you, Scobie, so
yep.
We can finish this off with a nice little flash outro.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We love you, Scobie.
I love you, man.
Fantastic.
We were negotiating with the Pentagon. We had a blue screen of death. That was the last straw. When you're holding the moon for ransom, you value stability in an application. Linux gives us the power we need to crush those who oppose us. It's compatible with our orbiting brain lasers. I've got a Beowulf cluster of atomic supermen. I have more friends now. Genetically engineered cyber goats, henchmen with bad teeth, gorgeous fembots with a penchant for evil. I mean, Linux runs on anything. I'm all about open source. Just changed my love life. You have to config it, and then you have to write some shell scripts, update your RPMs, you have to partition your drives and patch your kernel, compile your binaries, check your version dependencies, probably do that once or twice. It's just so easy. It's so simple. I don't see why most people don't run Linux. Thank God they don't, because then they'd all be supervillains, wouldn't they? I'm Steve, and I'm a supervillain.